to get a bite. It's a really wonderful day outside. A lot of people still milling around downstairs. We'd like to welcome everyone to this session on rethinking schools, restructuring schools, the crisis in education, black education, urban education, whatever you'd like to call it. My name is Don Murphy. I'm a public school teacher in New York City, and I work with a group called PACE, People About Change in Education. It's a network of teachers, parents, and education activists throughout the city. And a little bit later on, you know, we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing. What I don't want to do today is to go through the grim statistics on the crisis in black education and urban education. You know, we're familiar with all of that. What we need to be talking about is what is to be done. Where do we go from here? And these are the questions that are confronting not just people who are concerned with education, but people who are concerned with black liberation. What is to be done, and where do we go from here? One of the things that we have to, the title of the conference is, you know, Radical Tradition and Legacy. One of the things that we have to do at this point in the 1990s with the collapse of socialism in Eastern Europe, capitalist crisis that's on the horizon. There's a possibility that any day now we could be in war. We have to begin to think. We have to go back through our history and critically look at that history and appropriate the best of the radical traditions in black education. And there's a radical tradition in black education that we have to appropriate. Malcolm is part of that tradition. While Malcolm, if we look at Malcolm's self-education, it's an indictment of the education system in America. Malcolm was the victim of a Eurocentric pedagogy. I mean, just like thousands and millions of African-American working class kids, Malcolm, a son of the African-American working class, was a victim of Eurocentric pedagogy. And he talks about at the age of what, in the eighth grade, when he said to his teacher, I want to be a lawyer, the response was, niggers don't become lawyers. Be a carpenter, Malcolm. Sometimes they say it today, you know, blatantly. But it is structured in the curriculum. It's structured in the organization of school. What school does is reproduce race, class, and ethnic divisions. And this is why we talk about the crisis, but nobody talks about racism in education. We're the only ones who talk about it. All the reports, everybody talk about the crisis and its relationship to the American economy, but nobody deals with what goes on in the classroom, in the school, in the curriculum, and how it is structured. You know, the failure of our kids is structured in and built in. So while the school system has destroyed and maimed and killed literally tens of thousands, not millions, of our young people, Malcolm, who people don't think of as a pedagogue, was our greatest pedagogue. Malcolm has saved a generation and will save future generations. Because in those days, you know, when we're feeling weak, when the system beat us down, it's the words of Malcolm, it is his lived experience that we have to hold on to. And part of the radical tradition that we have to appropriate at this point is to go back and look at Malcolm as a pedagogue. We have to redefine the notion of pedagogue. Malcolm, George Jackson, Richard Wright, James Baldwin, no formal education. And we can go through countless individuals. I mean, we're talking about Frederick Douglass and Nat Turner, we go on and on. There is a radical tradition that we have to appropriate. And this is part of the research, this is part of the tasks that we have to set ourselves, in particular for black educators in this period. Now, You have your program, and we're going to go in the order that's listed in the program.